Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith and tradition which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about squandering or wasting, which we call in Arabic tabzir. As you know, this is a topic which has been alluded to in the Holy Quran. It has been censured, this act, in many places in the Holy Book. For example, in one place in the Holy Quran, we read the following. Give the relatives their due right, and the needy and the traveler as well, but do not squander wastefully. Indeed, the wasteful are brothers of Satan's, and Satan is ungrateful to his Lord. Right, so this is definitely an act that we want to avoid. Nobody wants to be the brother of Satan. In this hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he emphasizes this. And he says, be liberal, be charitable, but do not squander. And be calculating, right? So, be meticulous in your calculation of your wealth, your profits, your losses. But do not be parsimonious, do not be stingy. Right, so this is hadith, a beautiful hadith. Not only admonishes us from squandering our wealth, but also warns us from being stingy and withholding it from those who deserve it. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, squandering is the epitome of destitution. Right? So it's when we squander wealth, it leads to, destitution and poverty. And it is actually the pinnacle of poverty, the epitome of it, poverty. Squandering is a penniless companion. And Imam Ali alayhi salam said, a man who takes pride in squandering, will he be humiliated by bankruptcy? Right? Squandering, your wealth, wasting it away, eventually it leads to bankruptcy, which is a type of humiliation. Somebody might ask, what is the meaning of squandering? In response to this, we can recite a beautiful hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, which is about the verse, do not squander wastefully, the very verse that we recited in the beginning of the program. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, it refers to one who spends for other than the obedience of Allah. This person is a squanderer. And the one who spends in the path of good, we call this person economical. Right, so this is interesting. It kind of sheds light on what we're talking about, the meaning of squandering. If a person spends money on the path of God, right, it might, even though he's spending a lot on it, we wouldn't call this person somebody who has squandered his wealth away. Rather, we would say that he is economical and wise. But if a person, spends money on an act of disobedience, right? Even though he might, be meticulous and calculated, how much he needs to spend on it so that it doesn't affect his wealth, this person, we would say he has wasted his wealth and has squandered it away. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at squandering wealth. In the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio. Allah.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد